is Lin Yin Guan against Holder.
May I please the court? My name is Guo Pingzu, representing appellant Mr. Lin Yin Yin Lin.
Raise your voice, please.
I'm sorry. My name is Guo Pingzu, representing the appellant Yin Guan Lin. The appellant is a 22 years old single male citizen of China. He has equivalent of a junior high school education. After finishing his high school, he went to work for his father's farm. Unfortunately, the farm, because of the SARS, the farm bankrupted. So the father owned equivalent like 200,000 Chinese yuan to the state bank. When the loan became due, the father ran away because he cannot. He was not able to pay the due. When the bank found out this, the creditor, along with the local police, called the appellant, Mr. Lin, to demand information about his father. Lin refused to answer the question and tell the truth of whereabouts the father. Lin was beaten up and put in detention center.
So what's the protected ground that Mr. Lin is relying on here?
He was he filed asylum through previous attorney for the social group, particular social group.
So social group is his. See, as we were discussing in our earlier case, maybe you could summarize what you think his social group is.
Okay, Your Honor, the Seventh Circuit.
No, what do you? If you were just defining his social group, you know, he's not. In the social group of people who follow Falun Gong, he's not, what's his social group?
His social group in this case is a family member was the debtor who sought by Chinese government.
So all people who haven't paid debts to the Chinese government or members of their family are in the kind of protected social group that falls under the asylum statutes?
Yeah, because
that's a big group.
Yeah, Your Honor, it is a big group.
Of course, the debt wasn't even to the government; it was just to a bank.
No, the
so
same
it
bank.
Sounds like all debtors are members of a social group and get asylum. You can just imagine. In the United States, there are millions of bankruptcy petitions filed, and on that rationale, Germany would have to take all of them on asylum claims.
Your Honor, is it different? Because
But what's different about it? I mean.
Okay. I noticed that in the appellee's brief, there was a case called James versus Holder. And it says that owing money is not the social group, a member of a social group. But we can distinguish that. Because. In that case, the appellant was a debtor from the private creditor. Here, the state bank is owned by the state government, by Chinese government. So that's why Chinese government sought after the...
What difference could this make? Right? There are millions upon millions of college students in the United States who borrow money to attend college. Their loans are guaranteed by the federal government. If they don't pay, the United States pays the bank and has a claim against them. All of those people eligible for asylum as victims of persecution,
Your Honor,
go to Netherlands.
The United States government will never put them in the detention center.
So what you're really saying is no matter what the social group, this case is really about the fact that the government of China allegedly perhaps even violates human rights, has detention centers that are too rough or uses techniques that are too rough for collecting loans. And that takes us over to the other side of what the immigration judge and the board thought here, which was that the events that Mr. Lin testified to may have been harassment, they may have been very unpleasant, but they were not hideous enough to amount to persecution. And so that's a difficult line to draw, but it's one that has to be drawn in these cases. Our court has quite a few cases that try to say which side of that line do you fall on. And here we have a finding by the expert agency that in Mr. Lin's case, the beating he received during his detention just wasn't bad enough to be persecution.
Your Honor.
So that's even assuming we can get over the social group hurdle. I'm not sure we can, but let's say we can.
And the beating in the detention center should leave to the left of the level of a persecution, as we understand.
All beatings?
In the testimony, Mr. Lin said he was beaten up, and also he was detention center for 2 months. If that's not the persecution, I don't know what to say.
So it's like debtor's prison?
Sounds like debtor's prison. There are many countries that still have official debtor's prison. The United States did. The United Kingdom did. It was the basis of many good Dickens novels. Was everybody who went to a debtor's prison a victim of persecution?
In China, it may be different.
I'm asking about people who went to debtor's prison in the Industrial Revolution in England. As I said, basis of good Dickens novels. Was that, in your view, persecution?
Also, Your Honor, Mr. Lin is not a debtor.
Would you answer my question? I asked you a question about whether debtors' prisons are persecution. I didn't ask you a question about Mr. Lin.
No.
They're not.
But
well, isn't that rather hurtful to your argument?
It's debtors' prison plus beatings. So no, but I think Mr. Lin's case turns very importantly on the fact that he was arrested because of this outstanding debt and he was beaten. Is that not correct?
Yes. He was not a debtor. The debtor is the father.
Wasn't he a little inconsistent about that? I thought he told the asylum officer initially that he was the debtor.
Okay, this issue, in my brief, I also analyzed about that. And the issue of adverse credibility and determination about a judge. I think if we can include contrary condition report into as evidence, then the answer may be different.
Why do you think the country condition report about China will change the way we evaluate what happened to Mr. Lin? I couldn't figure out what the link was here.
Okay. Mr. Lin, when he was faced with the officer for the interview, he was afraid that he would say something bad to the Chinese government. If he sent back immediately, he would be severely punished. So that's why he concealed. He indicated he's fair back to China.
But why wouldn't that make him tell the immigration, the asylum officer, a story that would assure that he would never go back to China? I mean, the worst possible story.
In the record, I don't know the state of mind at that time.
No, I mean, who could?
Yeah. But in the record, Mr. Lin did say that he was fair of being sent back if he says something bad in China, because right now we don't have a country condition report in the record. But for
the State Department's website, but I mean, didn't the immigration judge invite Mr. Lin to file one?
Yes, Your Honor. immigration judge did that, but I don't know why. Maybe the previous attorney did not submit. And that's why we'll argue here, because also the government should have played active role to submit the country condition report. The BIA, I mean, Board of Immigration appeals emphasize it again and again. So that's why we come to this court to move the court to remand the case or grant judicial review. Thank you, Your Honor.
Counsel? Counsel, you should sit at counsel table. Ms. Benner-Leone.
May it please the court.
Touch the microphone.
Sorry. Wendy Benner-Leone on behalf of the government. With respect to the social group issue, the counsel brings up the point that he says the loan was from the government rather than from a private bank. But that's really not the relevant issue or the test for social group. It's whether or not the characteristic that the members share are immutable and fundamental to their individual identities and something that they cannot or should not be expected to change in order to avoid persecution.
How many private banks are there in China at the moment?
There was no information about that. And although I know
I think probably not too many.
Well, the document that was submitted that was the payment request or overpayment document actually said that the loan was from a farmers cooperative. So I don't know if a farmers cooperative is considered a state entity. But at any point in Jan, this court recognized that owing money is not a fundamental characteristic in a person's identity and one that you shouldn't be expected not to change. If you're being persecuted because you owe money, you should attempt to avoid persecution by paying your loans.
So what if China took the position that having people around who don't repay loans reflects badly on the honor of Chinese society, and so anytime it comes to their attention that there's a debtor, the person is thrown into prison and put on a diet of, you know, gruel and, you know, something for 2 years. I mean, surely, you know, if China itself, in other words, takes a harsh enough view toward these things, one could imagine that that would be a group and that there could be persecution.
Well, I mean, under the INA, the INA limits areas for which you can get refugee status.
I know, and I'm just saying if China said, you know, we are going to define this group of people who are dishonoring Chinese society by failing to pay their debts, and, you know, we're going to kill them all, you know, something dramatic. Surely we, by that time, would recognize this as a social group.
Well, Acosta sets forth the standard for determining social group. It wouldn't be what China says. You know.
I understand that, but if you've already not paid your debt, you can't go back in time and pay it. Maybe you don't have any money. We've actually had cases where people have been fined, for example, the equivalent of 3 or 4 years' salary because they had a child that wasn't permitted, and we've said, you know, at some level, maybe nowhere near this case, but at some level an economic sanction is something that needs to be taken into account.
You know, I don't know how we get around Jan, because Jan...
You're assuming that when somebody owes money, they can just dig into their pocket
and
owe it.
No, no, that it's not a fundamental characteristic of your individual identity, nor is it something that is not expected to be.
So you don't think people could get asylum in the United States if China executed all people who owe money?
I think there's another avenue for relief. Obviously, they could get cat protection for something if people are being executed
But you don't think it's interesting. It's a tough view.
I mean, I'm sticking with Jan and the Acosta criteria, which is
Well, what about people who are former members of the police? That's not immutable under your definition, except that the courts have held that that can be a social group.
Right. The standards for what is a particular social group is a very difficult one to pin down, and they really do have to be taken one by one. But there is case law in the circuit that does say being indebted is not something. If you get persecuted based on that, that's not a protected group.
There's
an
implicit brackets without more, those brackets.
And this is a case where I don't think he can say he wouldn't have an opportunity to be able to repay when he testified that his paternal aunt sent hundreds of thousands of yuan for him to get a snakehead to bring him to the U.S. I mean, where in that situation, how can you say he could not have used that to take care of his father's loan and he could avoid persecution? So they're just under this case law from this circuit. I would have to say we have to stick with that for this particular case because the facts fall within it. The other thing is that Mr. Lin would have to both prevail on the particular social group issue and the adverse credibility issue because both are dispositive. The immigration judge first rejected his asylum claim because she did not find him credible, and the particular social group problem was on the merits and alternative finding. So even assuming there's an identifiable particular social group, he still, the evidence in this case just is not compelling enough to make a reasonable fact finder feel that he was credible, given that the disparities between his credible fear interview and his hearing testimony were in direct contradiction on every component of his asylum claim. Unless the court has any questions, the government will rest on its brief. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. The case is taken under advisement, and the court will be in recess until tomorrow.